Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
In the flooded basement, I found a 56K modem.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, this could be a collector's item. And then as I picked it up, water just leaked out of every part of it. And I was like, well, that's
not no more.
Not a collector's item. The favorite thing that I found in the basement as we've been working on cleaning it out, on one wall of the basement, somebody took a MS-DOS manual and nailed it to the wall.
What? Why?
I don't know. They just really didn't like it.
Like, holy crap. Like, it wasn't like it was on display. They just kind of, like, were like, I don't like this thing.
It was done in the way, like, in the movies, whenever the villain kidnaps, like, the girl or the kids or something, and then they're, like, the hero comes in, and he's like, what happened to them? Where'd they go? And he's calling out for them, and then he, like, turns around, and on the back of the door as it slowly closes, there's a note nailed to the wall.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, he turned around and he's like, where are my children? And then the door slowly closes. It's just an MS-DOS manual just nailed to the wall.
Wow. I mean, it is weird.
It was really bizarre. And what's more bizarre is that MS-DOS has not been around for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, technically, no one uses it. It still kind of exists on the computers, but you wouldn't actually use it.
Does it still exist on the computers?
Yeah, it does, because it runs other operating systems. So DOS is still technically on all PCs. It just automatically boots up like Windows or whatnot. But you wouldn't actually see it or use it, but it's there.
You sure about that? Because I thought it was done for.
I'm pretty sure it's still there. I mean,
all right, hang on. End of MS-DOS. Since the release of Windows 95 up until Windows NT, it was segregated as a full product used for bootstrapping, troubleshooting, and backwards compatibility with old DOS games, and no longer released as a standalone product. Windows XP contains a copy of the Windows ME boot disk. Wow, remember Windows ME?
I do. Millennium Edition.
That was a piece of shit. Windows ME boot disk. Wow, remember boot disks? Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is accessible only by formatting a floppy as an MS-DOS startup disk. Files like the driver for the CD-ROM support were deleted from the Windows ME boot disk, and the startup files no longer had content. This modified disk was the base for creating the MS-DOS image for Windows XP. Some of the deleted files can be recovered with an undelete tool. With Windows Vista, that's the most recent one, right?
Yeah.
Windows Vista. No, wait, there's Windows 7, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. There's 7. No, there's 8. Actually, they're up to 8 now.
Are they up to 8?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so this might not give us the answer we want. However, oh, wait, hang on. I didn't finish that one. With Windows Vista, the files on the startup disk are dated April 18th, 2005, but are otherwise unchanged, including the string MS-DOS version 8, copyright 1981 to 1999, Microsoft InsideDemand.com. However, the only versions of MS-DOS currently recognized as standalone OSs and supported as such by Microsoft are MS-DOS 6.0 and 6.22, both of which remain available for download via their MSDN volume license and OEM license partner websites.
Okay.
So MS-DOS is still used in embedded x86 systems due to its simple architecture and minimal memory and processor requirements. The command line interpreter of NT-based versions of Windows maintains most of the same commands and some compatibility with DOS batch files.
So I'm not sure if I'm right or not that it exists to run Windows.
Let's see. I just typed in, does Windows 8 contain MS-DOS? I think it still might.
Like, I think literally it's used for the computer to access Windows, and that's it. And once it boots it, I don't think it really has any function.
So it kind of exists, but...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can only, like, really access it if you're... if you really know what you're doing.
I'm skimming through some stuff here. I think it does. I think you're right. I think it still does exist in some form.
I'm at least not, like, completely wrong.
You're not completely wrong.
I'm not entirely right. I'll say that.
Well, you might be entirely right. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's a website called the Tin Dog Coffee House. I know what that means.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't get the joke.
Once upon a time, there was a computer operating system called DOS. It was a command line, non-graphical OS, blah, blah, blah. And for a while, Microsoft Windows ran on top of it. Your computer would start up into Windows, but you could exit it and run DOS programs. Windows and DOS each had extremely different user interfaces and different ways of doing things, even though they both ran on the same computer. Sounds like a setup for The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Is this a romantic comedy or something?
Wait, is this just... I think this person just broke down what the difference is.
What the difference between Windows and DOS is? I mean, come on.
I don't know what this is. Okay, this isn't at all what I wanted to. They're just talking about Windows 8, which is, I mean, fine and dandy if that's what you're looking for. But I'm not. I would like a fucking answer.
Let's make a settlement here. Let's say it still exists, but it is not really used.
A form of it exists.
Yes. It exists in some capacity.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I think we can agree on that.
All right. It exists in some form.
Yes.
All right.
Good old DOS. I remember playing the games on DOS. Our first computer when I was a kid, it was one of those big fucking IBM things with the two floppy drives, and it had like the little lock so you lock in the floppy.
Yeah.
And the giant monitor. I mean, it went so far back. Like, you couldn't even believe how deep it was. And it was like this gross green color, the screen.
Yeah.
And like, there wasn't that much to do on it because, you know, I didn't really know how to use DOS, and DOS is fucking crazy. So, like, we had a couple games. So, like, there was the Little People Bowling Alley.
Oh my god, I think I remember that.
Do you remember Little People Bowling Alley?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't really have feet, and they didn't really have arms either, but you'd kind of like slide them side to side, and then just, they do like this weird step thing.
Yeah.
And throw the ball. Yeah, that was fun. It was also, I had one, it was like, you drove a fire truck, but all it really was is like, there was a maze, and you had to like get through the maze with the fire truck to get to the fire, and I really wasn't that good at it. And
so everybody burned alive is what you're
talking pretty
about.
Much, yeah. There was also a one, I think it was like the Little People school bus, and it was the same little people from the bowling alley, but you had to drive a school bus and pick up all these stupid kids.
I think I had that too.
Really? Yeah. And I don't remember too much about it, but the goal was just to get everyone, I think, within a certain amount of time. And I think there was only like one level. So it was like once you did it, you just had to play again.
They were just like, ah, these two kids are dumb. They'll never figure it out. It's the same level over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any of the ones that were like the text-based ones?
Because
I have a vague memory of playing a text-based one, but I couldn't. It was at a time when I couldn't read, so like I played it with my sister, and I didn't quite understand what was going on. So like she would read to me like, and she'd be like, "Okay, you're in a forest. What do you want to do?" And I'm like, "I'm like, yeah, the forest." And she's like, "No, you have to say in the forest." Do you want to go straight? All right. And she's like, you've hit a wall. And I'm like, okay, so now what? So she had to explain like how it worked. And then finally I was just like I met some creature or something. I was like, kill it. She's like, all right. And she goes, and you're dead. And I was just like, what the fuck is this game? Like, I tried it, and I was just like, this is terrible. I kind of wish they still... I'm sure they, in some way, they still exist. That'd be fun to revisit.
That would be pretty good.
Let's see. Text-based adventure games. Oh, my God. What if there's a version on here right now? Let's see. What is this? At End of Roads... Is it just called At End of Road? The games. Hang on. There's games. One is just called Adventure, Colossal Cave Adventure Game. First ever adventure game from 1976. Zork, modern clone of the classic MIT game, still good to play today. Jigsaw, Graham Nelson's masterpiece, often considered the finest text adventure game.
Oh, yeah.
Galatia. Which is Emily Short's experiment in highly interactive game characters. All right, which one do you want to try? Let's try one of these.
I say we try the finest example in text-based games.
Often considered the finest text adventure, Jigsaw?
Yeah.
All right. Prologue, Century Park, New Year's Eve, 1999.
Oh boy!
A character. What's funny is when this came out, it was actually
in the future.
In the future, but now we're time traveling into the past. A quarter to midnight, and where else to be but Century Park? Fireworks cascade across the sky. Your stomach rumbles uneasily. Music and lasers howl across the parkland. Not exactly your ideal party, especially as that rather attractive stranger in black has slipped back into the crowds. But cheer up, you won't live to see the next.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. All right. Apparently this is from 1995. So it was only like 4 years into the future. At one side of the Great Park, on a gravel path which runs west to northeast beside poplar trees, crowds... I almost said popular trees. Hey, we're the popular trees.
Well, yeah, yeah.
We beat up those other fucking trees. Fuck that tree.
Lose a tree.
Yeah. I hear those other trees are poor. Comes from a poor forest. Fuck that tree. Crowds of celebrants are enjoying themselves to the north, having abandoned the canvas marquee east. And then we write something.
I have no idea where to go.
Go to the trees. You can't see any such thing. Talk to people. That's not a verb I recognize. What the fuck?
Ugh. Go to the east.
Go to the east. I think you can't see any such thing. Go to the west. Ah, okay, we found something.
All right, good. Oh, this is great.
A corner of the park beside... Oh, I'm sorry, this is at Kaldecki's Monument.
Oh, yeah.
A corner of the park beside copses of trees and some fencing... Standing about here is the outdoor equivalent to always being in the kitchen at parties. Well, we're familiar with that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I can't figure out if that means that it's a really good party or that means you're out of it.
I don't know. I mean, I like the kitchen.
I like the kitchen, too. The pyramidal monument built by the very eccentric Hungarian who laid out the park dominates this corner. It isn't very pleasing to the eye, although the party's organizers have planned to bounce flashy lasers off the tip. Somehow they don't seem to have got round to it.
I always flash lasers off the tip.
Look around. I only understood you as far as wanting to look. Look for women. I only understand you as far as wanting to look. Look for men. Nope. Okay.
Look at pyramid.
A crazy pyramid-like construction, the height of a small tree but wide at the base. Walking around it, you see no obvious beginning or end. Are there people? That's not a verb I recognize. Help. Oh, well, there are footnotes to the game, apparently, but... touch pyramid. You feel nothing unexpected. That's what my ex-wife said. That's not a verb I recognize.
climb the pyramid.
Oh, climb the... That's good. Climb the pyramid. Atop the monument. The anticipated good view of the party is spoiled somewhat by the perilous nature of the footing. On a sharp triangular wedge of metal... it says something in Latin. Says the inscription, let's hope so. It says... Exige monumentum eri perennius, which I think means, like, may this monument stand forever, maybe?
Yeah, all right.
Poking out of the top of the monument is a rickety lightning conductor. Touch conductor.
Yeah, definitely.
You jerk back from a discharge of static. You can't help feeling static electricity is not a reassuring thing to find on a lightning rod. Check. Dick. You can't see any such thing.
Jerk off lightning rod.
Jerk off lightning rod. That's not a verb I recognize.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Nope, nothing. What am I supposed to do with a get-off monument? But you aren't on the monument at the moment. Did I fall?
Well, yes, we were. Weren't we at the top?
climb pyramid again? I don't think much is to be achieved by that. Where am I? Why does it not answer questions? Go to party.
Yes, I was just going to say, go to the fucking party.
Find people. Go back to the party. You can't see any such thing.
Go to the kitchen.
I was just going to say that. Go to the kitchen. No such thing. Walk around. Walk around a monument. Call for help. Jesus, what am I supposed to do with this thing?
This thing is trash.
It's already 11:47.
Watch.
Where are the footnotes for this thing?
Damn it. I was going to say call so-and-so, but you don't have a fucking cell phone because it's 1999. Or maybe you do. I don't know.
I don't know. It's 11:47. I don't know what to do anymore. What does this thing want me to do?
Go find Dick Clark.
Go to party now. Go to Dick Clark. Walk to party. Walk to people. Shout. To yourself, there is no reply. Shout. Let it all out.
These are the things I can do with that. Hail a cab.
Oh, maybe. Hail a cab. Hail a taxi. Listen. You hear nothing unexpected.
It's just like touching that pyramid.
Get naked. You can't see any such thing. Yell. You're too self-conscious to cheer. Drink? You can't see any such thing. Fuck you. Real adventurers do not use such language.
Oh, really? I call bullshit. I have no idea where to go from here.
I call bullshit. You only understood you as far as wanting to inventory. Oh, wait. Let's see what we have. Inventory.
Oh.
You are carrying a white party ticket. Use white party ticket.
Go to party with ticket. I don't.
Use ticket. White party ticket. Activate. White party ticket.
Go now.
I'm looking. Where's like the footnoter thing that it was how to play? Here, let's look. Ha. Not URL not found. Of course it's.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Adventure.
Read ticket. Read ticket.
Okay, good call. Good call. Read ticket.
Good answer. Good answer.
Okay. Century Park invites you to the party of the century. Wear white and bring a sense of hope for the future. Okay, so we gotta wear white. Let's try that. Go to party. Go to Century Park. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
Go to location of party.
I was looking to see if there's like a list of verbs.
Oh.
But this is like how the game works, and I really don't want to know how the game works. Let's see. Open ticket. That's not something you can open. Open pants. You can't see any such thing.
um How can we? What are we wearing? White clothes? How do we know?
Wear white clothes. I only understood you as far as wanting to wear the white party ticket.
I don't think that's not possible.
Use white party ticket. I think I said that already, but let's try it again. Let's go back. Let's go north. Go north. You can't go that way. Go south. You can't go that way. Go west. You can't go that way. Go east. You can't go that way. Go to the north. Go to... Wait, which way did we go originally?
I thought we went west.
This is bullshit.
I mean, it's ridiculous. People did this for fun? This isn't fun.
This is just aggravating now. Okay, let's see. Welcome to Zork. This is an open field west of a white house with a boarded front door. There's a small mailbox here. A rubber mat saying, "Welcome to Zork," lies by the door. Go inside house.
So we're doing a new one?
Yeah. I can't see how to get in from here. Go around house. You can't see any such thing. Go to the left. Go to the right.
Find the fucking door.
Find door. There's a door here. Open
door. Oh.
The door cannot be opened. Inventory. You are empty-handed. Fuck. Look around.
Yeah.
Pick up rock. You can't see any such thing. Break door. I didn't understand that sentence. Break. Open door? This aggravates me. This pisses me off. Fuck you. I am...
What's it say?
Fuck you. I only understood you as far as wanting to fuck.
Well, that's pretty good.
All right, that's the end of that segment. Oh man, that was really, that was, you know what, that was all worth it just to get to that. I only understood you as far as that you wanted to fuck. Did I take a screenshot of that? Which game was that? Let's try that again. Let's see if it does it. Perfect. Amazing. Hang on, let's try some other things. Suck my dick. That's not a verb I recognize. Of course, obviously, a woman. Do they have text-based games, like dirty text-based games?
Oh, that would be awesome. It's just like a whole like sexual encounter.
Yeah. They, okay, I'm going to get on another list for this, but text-based sex games. If not, we have to start doing this.
Yeah. I think if they don't have those, they're seriously missing out on a huge market.
I don't know. Somebody is looking for seeking erotic text game interactive fiction recommendations. Well, if you want to wait 5 years, shameless advertisement. I'm making a game in Java that is a mix of roguelike and a text-based sex game.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites is the final version of Flexible Infection.
Flexible Infection?
That's what it says. Hang on. How do I... Fuck, I clicked on... Fine, fuck that. I clicked on a game. It's called You Find Yourself in a Room. But apparently it plays annoying music the entire time. Another one is Otherworld. This game called Arena. Bimbo Mall Battle is an entertaining successor to Arena. The most recent version is here.
Do we dare?
I don't know. I'm scared. Well, I'm definitely not going to the next one, which is Slave Maker 3 is a good hentai game.
I am all set with that.
Oh, the board requires you be registered and logged in to view this forum. Well...
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. And then there's some discussion of if something is a virus or not.
Well, that's not good.
Nympho cop, you are a sexually overactive female cop. You are being sent into a building to arrest all the thugs in the surrounding area. The idea of the game is to clear out room until you get to the boss. Now, if you knock out the thugs, you get a victory sex scene and get completely healed. If you get knocked out, the thugs fuck you and you take a hit to your hit points for the next round.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. There's gotta be a whole network of them, it looks like. That's just, that's weird. Because I bet they're all weird ones. They're just not like normal. It's just not like normal sex. It's just like weird stuff.
Yeah, I just found one that was for, it was released in 1988. And it was for, what was it? For Commodore 64. Called Sex Vixens from Space.
Nice.
Yeah. Sounds good. It's just kind of...
So is it just Sexy Vixens from Space?
Like, I don't know. It doesn't... I'm not getting a good description here. Oh, there's another one called Planet of Lust.
Oh.
Yeah. Like the sound of that.
Just a whole planet of lust.
Yeah. Huh. See, when was that released? 1989. Similar game, Sex Vixens from Space.
Planet of Lust came up on another thing that I was just looking at. It looks like Planet of Lust is a popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's some walkthroughs for it and shit, too.
Oh, man.
Brad Stallion in Planet of Lust.
Brad Stallion.
Oh, man.
I don't even know. I'm still mystified by that one, that New Year's Eve one. I'm still, like, stuck on that. I don't know what the hell we were supposed to do.
I wonder. Okay, let me go back here. What is it called? It was called Jigsaw.
Yeah,
and this is supposedly a masterpiece.
Yeah. The finest example of text-based games.
Jigsaw walkthrough. Let's see if there's a little interaction for it. Okay. Oh, are we still in the prologue? The prologue to Jigsaw, like the prologue to Adventure, is a matter of collecting equipment and finding your way into the rest of the game. But it's not just an object-finding exercise. It's a matter of collecting the major themes to the game. It is the end of the 20th century, and the game will explore the whole of the 20th century history. There are 15 minutes to go before midnight, and each remaining minute corresponds to one of the 15 remaining episodes in the game. And you get to see the traces left by Grad Kaldecki, oh, that's the monument guy, and the Stranger in Black, who will be trailing after you for the rest of the game.
Oh, I had no idea.
First is a light source. East, get Sparkler. South. Okay, so apparently we're supposed to go east. Let's see. Go east. East. Oh, maybe we are east. Get Sparkler. You can't see any such thing. Fuck! I'm stuck. Okay, west. Let's go west, then. You can't go that way. Fuck!
Why can't you go that way?
I don't know. I'm restarting. East. Beer tent! Hey, we got somewhere.
Oh, what? There's a beer tent? How did we miss that?
I thought we tried
going east. We ended up in a fucking pyramid.
I thought we tried going east. Did we not? I thought we did.
I thought we went west, but apparently you couldn't go that way. Maybe we didn't. How did we end up on top of a pyramid and there was a beer tent the whole time? Why?
Why would
those things even be near each other?
Not only did we end up on a pyramid, but we got electrocuted, and then we literally couldn't do anything besides look at a ticket. Hours ago, this was a popular beer tent. Long since, the drink ran out and the party moved on, leaving just canvas walls and bare benches. Sticking out of an unpleasant baked potato is a sparkler still fizzing away. Why is it still going? Yes.
They last like a minute.
The canvas flutters slightly, and you can just make out that figure in black rushing away back to the park. It must be that tantalizing stranger again. Who else would be wearing black at this party?
All right, so get the sparkler.
Okay, get sparkler. Hey, we got the sparkler taken.
Oh, great. Right,
now what? Now where should we go?
Find beer.
Let's go north. The heavy canvas is in the way, and although there's something clearly something bulky stacked up behind the southern side, you can only go back west. Okay, so let's go west, then.
Go west.
Century Park. Somebody, and you have a pretty good idea who, seems to have dropped, of all things, a jigsaw piece here. Get piece.
Yeah.
Taken. Your score has just gone up by 1 point. Thanks.
Oh, thank Christ. Did you write thanks?
Yes, it's not a verb I recognize.
You'd be like, I wish it was just like, you're welcome.
Okay. South. There are only trees and railings that way. You feel a few spots of rain.
No, that's not good.
South. Can we go further south? We cannot. West?
Yeah.
It won't let me go west. I think I broke it. They can't handle this much.
No.
It's literally frozen.
It's not doing anything?
Too many people are... Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm back. West. Oh, I'm at the monument again.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's try. Let's just get leave. We're going back east. We're back in Century Park. North. But that way lies the party. The crowd. The miasma of celebration.
Isn't that where we want to go?
For something you never wanted to celebrate in the first place. You know you'll succumb in the end, but for now you can't bear the idea this party is giving you a headache. Go fucking north. But that way lies the party. You can't... Okay, fine. Fine. Okay? South. Let's go fucking south then. East? Okay, wait. Let's go east. West. Wes is the monument. We want to go back.
Fine, we'll go back to the stupid monument.
Okay, we're back at the beer tent now. Get beer. You can't see any such thing. Fuck.
Well, then this has just been a waste.
Okay. West? Is that the way we want to go? Okay, we're back in Century Park. Oh, wait, can we do other directions, like northwest?
Let's go northwest. I don't know.
There are only trees and railing that way. Southwest. Northeast. Hey, we're in the churchyard.
Oh, nice.
A few remains of fences and a crumbling wall are all that divides the overgrown edge of the park from this long-neglected churchyard. Serene and dappled with blacks and greens, ivy bravels curly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Victorian red brick has all gone together. Look around. Get boned. Get jar? I thought there was a jar. Unfortunately, you have nothing suitable to catch the bird with.
A bird?
Oh, maybe a jar is a bird?
I don't know. To me, a jar is a piece of glass that fucking raspberry preserves come in.
Okay.
Well, then I drink moonshine out of.
All right, you know what? Let's abandon this. I almost want to read this because I discovered this while I was looking for sex-based text games like Planet of Lust. It's a little PDF called Killing Lust. For every adult Christian on planet Earth, lust is a battle. It can be a particularly intense battle for some, and often very much a battle for many guys. It's made worse by several things. Firstly, we are now getting married a lot later, so there are many more years with hormones raging, but no wife.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Secondly, the society in which we live promotes promiscuity and immorality. It's in our faces constantly. Images that 30 years ago would have been seen as pornographic and would have been censored are now mainstream. Being sexually pure is seen as weird, enslaved, and outdated. Okay. Church culture is being affected by that. Behavior that would have been identified as sin years ago is now tolerated. Thirdly, the internet has basically taken the lid off any existing restraint. While many guys would have been too ashamed to bug a dirty magazine, I think they mean buy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or go to a sex shop. You can now look at what you like.
I just really like the way you said sex shop.
I imagine that's how he said it. You can now look at what you like with a click of the mouse.
Oh, no one, shit.
No one will know, and you don't have to be so worried about being publicly embarrassed. So the big question for us as Christian men is how to deal with the problem of lust in our lives. There's lots of great stuff written about this that goes into detail, but I just wanted to share a few biblical thoughts and practical tips to help us.
Oh, God, Keith.
Let's take a moment. First, the next section is, let's go to war. So apparently we're going to war. The fight against lust is a war. On the one hand, victory for God's people in the Bible is never dependent on their strength, skill, or weapons. It's always dependent upon God's presence and power. In fact, God often likes to present his people with impossible odds, just so that it becomes obvious that it really is all his victory. Wait, what?
What?
I feel like that's saying that God puts his people at impossible odds just so that he can be the hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like he's very, I mean, this is, I feel like this might be like the Old Testament God. Like the mean one.
Oh, yeah, mean God.
You know? Yeah, mean God was a dick. Like, new God or New Testament God, he was pretty nice. He was very caring.
New
and
God is a very nice guy.
Old God. Oh, man. Don't cross him.
On the other hand, though, that was on the one hand. On the other hand, normally the people have to fight and get bloody for God's victory to come about. Sometimes God just wipes out the enemy with no involvement of people, but the usual picture is that they have to strap on a sword and go to war.
He really strap on a dick.
He should have said strap on. God fights through his people fighting. He's empowering them all the way, but they have to put in 150% effort.
Oh, not just 100%?
So wait, I don't get it. Is God doing the work, or am I doing the work here?
I don't know. I think God is.
I don't know. Obviously, this is a Brit, because there's a lot of you in some of these words, and then we get to this part. Either we kill lust, or lust kills us. We put all our effort into the battle and take whatever measures we have to kill it. If we knew that someone was at this moment breaking into our house and going to rob us of all your possessions, what would we do? I don't know. What would we do if someone was breaking into your house? I think I would just let it go. But
oh, yeah, just...
We defend our home. Wait, now it's our home? Is it... Wait.
It's not God's home?
If someone was breaking into our home and going to rob us of all your possessions... So they're breaking into our house, but they're only stealing my stuff. Anyway.
I'm lost.
Anyway, what would we do? Open the door and let them in? Well, that would be the British thing to do, wouldn't it? Oh, of course, chap. Let me just let you in. Go ahead and take my things, why don't you? Pip, pip, cheerio and all that. Go and watch the telly. Make a cup of tea. That really says that. I'm not just...
It does say, watch the telly.
Yeah. We defend our home. We don't want anyone robbing us blind. So let's not let lust rob us of our spiritual possessions and make us its slave. We must go to war. Let's just skip ahead to his practical tips. Is any of these good? Let's undo our habits. A lot of addictive patterns are about habits that get ingrained in us. It sets tracks in us that easily repeat themselves. Let's get into the habit of following the 3-second rule.
The 3-second rule?
Yeah, no.
Is this about food falling on the floor?
Yeah, no. If a girl falls on the floor and you can pick her up in 3 seconds, then you don't have to have sex with her.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Oh, okay. I was like, it doesn't say that, does it?
Lust takes hold of us very quickly and overcomes all resistance in us. We must kill a pattern of thought very quickly.
Okay.
Let's talk to trusted other men about it. Sin breeds in the dark. We need to bring it out into the light and be honest about it with brothers in Christ who will love us and confront us. Okay. Let's call sin sin. All right. Let's enough dicking around. Let's call sin sin.
So,
go ahead. Yeah, you got.
All right, no. Then you know what? No, keep going.
All right. Let's skip ahead here. No. It's a lot about breaking bad habits. Although he does question, is it really more important to have access to the internet than to be pure? Is it really more useful for me to have a smartphone with internet access than to have holiness?
I don't know. I'm not a religious man.
I really like having a phone with internet, so I don't
know. I mean, how am I going to read about stuff about sports? Or, you know, do podcast stuff?
I don't know. Let's be prepared. We live in a sexually depraved and immoral society, so we should expect there to be regular temptation. I am never beyond it or out of its reach. I should always expect myself to be...
No, he talks a big game.
Yeah, never be surprised when you get tempted.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not.
Don't be afraid when you're tempted by the fruit of another. You know what, though? If you have that song, then you should delete it off your computer. Although, you should probably just smash your computer. Let's start there. Smash your computer.
I still think that song's about being gay.
If you have Tempted by the Fruit of Another, then just smash the vinyl, because it could tempt you to sin.
Yeah. Especially if it is actually about being gay.
Yes.
Because then, I mean, that's just... it's just the worst.
I think this one might be most important. Number 8. Let's Get Married.
Mm.
In our society, we tend to delay marriage, but Paul simply says, if you burn with lust, get married. This sounds very strange to us, but it's full of practical wisdom. If we burn with lust, maybe that's a sign that we should think hard about finding a wife. Our society delays marriage more than any society in the history of the world. I don't think that's true. But
yeah, I don't. I mean, he's really just...
Has he ever heard of a little people called the Romans?
Oh.
Well, no, they did a lot of fucked up shit.
Good one, K.
Point, counterpoint.
Shut the fuck up. All right, go on.
Our society lays marriage with it. Therefore, we're left with raging hormones for much longer.
Hard-ons.
We just got raging boners all the time. Marriage doesn't get rid of lust, but it will help.
What he actually
means there is, look, you get married, you're not going to get laid, but it helps a little bit. Like, you know, I mean, you'll get it sometimes, but don't count on it all the time.
I mean, that's retarded. So what, you're wicked, lusty, lustless, whatever, and so you're just supposed to get married, and then you're probably going to end up cheating on the person because you're just got raging hard-ons?
Think back to the first, we'll say the first girl you dated.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there were many girls before that one that we were lustful of.
Yeah, yeah.
In our
youth. I'm a lustful person.
So we can't go with the first girl that we lusted after because she was probably
I probably wouldn't even remember who that was.
She was out of our league. I have one that I first remember, but I don't know if she was the first one or not. But she's the first one that I can think of.
Yeah.
All right,
so we're going to go first girl we dated.
Let's go with the first girl we dated. First girl that we had a chance with. If we were following this idea that if we're feeling lustful, then we should get married. So first of all, this guy wants us to get married at like, what, maybe 15?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my first like real girlfriend was like 17.
Okay, so somewhere between 15 and 17. I'm trying to think of my first rule. Let's see. I'm going to say maybe 15 to 17. I don't remember, and I don't feel like doing the math right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 15 to 17. Let's split the difference. We'll just say 16. So this guy wants us to get married at 16.
Mm.
But now in our cases, think about your first serious girlfriend. Everybody listening at home or in their car or wherever they are, think about, and
you can play along too, kids.
I hope you're not actually with this person. I mean, if you are, good for them. But think about your first girlfriend or boyfriend. If you had married them, where would your life be right now?
Now, for me personally, I probably would be in jail because I probably would have killed her.
Oh my God. That was not the answer I was expecting.
I mean, there's just no way. It would have been a horrific relationship. I mean, we would have gotten divorced. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Not even to say anything bad about the first girlfriend that I had. we just wouldn't. I can see it as being long term, just us not getting along.
Yeah,
just different tastes, different ideas, just would not have worked.
But like, you don't know that when you first start going out with people. Because I remember going out with this girl, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is so great!" You know, we're gonna get
married and have kids.
I mean, maybe lots I didn't think that, kids. But I was like, "We're in love. We're in so much love."
Oh, I forgot about that. And you're just like within a week, you're like, "We're in love.
We're in love. We're crazy about each other. We can't not spend time with each other." And then you grow up and you realize that you were so incredibly stupid. Like, you didn't give a shit about that girl. You thought you did, but you really didn't. And she didn't care about you. Like, you canyoned yourself into, like, kind of caring about each other.
Well, yeah, and you might
call each other on the phone, and
you,
like,
you might have a little bit, but it wasn't love.
No,
it wasn't. You were
in love, maybe.
Yeah,
like, as in you were like in love, like, oh my god, I'm head over heels, but you didn't actually love the person.
Head over heels just means lust, and that's a sin. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let's keep it on the straight and narrow here.
Hey, you talking about living in sin?
I don't know what you're talking about.
At least you're finally making an honest woman out of Rachel.
Well, yeah.
I mean, somewhat honest.
Somewhat.
As honest as you can make her.
As honest as she can be with somebody like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were all, you know, people really got, I think a lot of kids get fucked up because when you're starting to get that way, that's when they hit you with like the Romeo and Juliet shit.
Yeah.
And like Forbidden Love and all those books where you're just like, well, you know, I mean, sure, like people may not think we're right for each other, but it's like Romeo and Juliet. And you're like, no, it's not. Stop. Just fucking shut up.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you kind of, you know, you're like, oh well, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be together, and people are like, oh, I don't think you two really you know, I don't think you two should really be together, you know. And you're just like, no, this is the way it's gonna be.
Yeah.
We're right for each other.
what is that voice?
You like that voice? That's me. That's 17-year-old Greg. And he's like, no. And I'm like, no, I finger banged her the other night and it was wonderful.
And we are in love and we'll be together forever.
Oh, it was so good. She played with my penis. We are in love.
Why are you just getting angrier and angrier as you talk about
it? How dare you say that we are not in love? Yeah.
But Greg, I don't... Here's the thing. You guys have nothing in common.
But we you know, we talk a lot.
What do you guys talk about?
Things.
Like you know, what?
Well, you know, we go to school together, so we talk about that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, you guys, what do you guys do on dates?
We, you know, what we do, like, we'll go to the movies sometimes, but then, you know, we'll, like, you know, you gotta get away, so, you know, we, like, drive up to a parking lot and just fool around. It's great.
Oh, do you guys ever go on a date and not fool around?
I like once or twice. That was always a good time too, because it was like, it was like, how like unromantic could you possibly be? Like, you go to like find some like shitty parking lot with like no lights, and like you'd be in your like gross ass like teenage car, and like you'd be like finger banging your girlfriend, like, oh my god, this is great, and you're like, they're a bunch of fucking animals. Like, this isn't cool. But it's like, you can't do this at home.
No, it's like, it's exactly the thing that most perfectly captures that feeling is the is that Seinfeld episode where they make out during
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, because his parents are there.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, setting is irrelevant. You're just a horny teenager, and you're just like, we gotta go out.
Yeah. We're just gonna go and drive around, and she's gonna we're gonna make out, and she's gonna blow me. It's like,
and your mom's like, I don't think you wanted to tell me that last part.
You're like, sorry. We're in love. And you slam the door and run away.
Greg, I think you should stop smoking. I'm also your father, and I are also very concerned about the way your voice sounds these days.
You didn't sound anything like this a month ago.
You actually sound like my mother, which is very disconcerting to me. Did you get into her Paul Mall supply again? We're very concerned about you.
Yeah, he's smoking the palm walls.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're in love.
We're in love. We're in love.
I think you should think about the future.
We're always cuddling and watching movies. She gave me a hand job at the beach.
It was behind some dumpsters. It was very romantic. There was a raccoon trying to eat a donut. It was very entertaining. And then that's when I jizzed.
Well, I think maybe a good... Not now, because we've gone quite a while, but a good... maybe a recap of some early dates, things that may have happened might be a good episode.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know how much I actually want to share. Although the best ones are probably the ones where nothing happened.
Yeah,
like the best stories are where like I was just like, So wait, we're not gonna do anything?
So we just gonna talk?
I don't know what's happening. Wait, why?
I don't know why I'm talking like fucking Sylvester Stallone right now.
So we got 15 minutes before my mom picks me up in the station wagon. Why don't you want to jerk me off? Well.
you want to get weird?
I'll lazily stare at you while you jerk me off. Is that no? All right, okay, I guess not. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, remember me from day before? I was wondering if this time you would like to do me the honor of jerking me off.
I took a shower this time.
I realized last time that the odor was probably not pleasing to you, so I took care of that. I'm gonna be honest. I read a book. All right, I didn't read a book. I was playing this text adventure game, and I was stuck in this one part. It was called Planet of Lust. I don't know if you saw that one, but it was pretty good. But I was stuck in this one part. This one chick, super hot, had like three tits. Couldn't get her to bang me. So what I realized that I had to do was I had to first take off my clothes. I didn't even realize I was wearing clothes. You figure Planet of Lust, nobody's wearing clothes. But then I realized that I had to take a shower. So that was, you know, after that. Things got pretty wordy in what she was doing to me. I don't, It was a couple that I'd ask.
It's pretty wordy.
It was a couple times I'd ask my mom to, you know, what a word was. I didn't want her to see the screen, so I just wrote it down on a piece of paper and said, "Hey, Ma, what's this word?" Unfortunately, sometimes my C's look like O's, so I always thought, I kept asking girls to suck my cook. I don't... My... Took me a while to figure things out, but, you know, it was awkward in my teenage years. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a kind of an awkward guy.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that's my thing. It's just kind of weird. Anyway, you wanna suck my cook? Are we doing this or what?
You want to get fingered?
I'll play with your putty. That's... Well, yeah, I can flick your clip there.
Knock around your bean a little bit.
You know, I think it's you know, I know what I'm doing.
Are you getting your periods yet?
whoever this character is that we've done now, like this weird Sylvester Stallone weird guy, I just imagine that he just uses the wrong word for everything.
Yeah.
So instead of saying that, he's just like, you getting your semicolons yet? I know sometimes spotting is a problem, so I was just wondering if you had your ellipses yet.
It's not a, you know, it's not a big deal. I mean, I get spotting sometimes.
if
you don't have to be embarrassed.
You know, I mean, if you want, we can just we can do canal if you want, and I can just stick it in your pumice. She's just like, what are you talking about? he's 15-year-old him is just like hitting on a teacher. She's like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I feel uncomfortable. Please leave my class.
Oh, okay, all right. You know,
I can do that.
see you later.
All right. I mean, hey, are you one of them broads that wants to get married before we do anything? Because I'm fine with that. That's fine. I mean, you got a job, so you can just support me. That's cool.
As long as you're also not one of those broads that don't give head.
Yeah, I want head and yeah. No, I want a lot of. I want to make sure I get a lot of skull and. I just, you know, I just want to make sure that getting married fulfills my lust. Because some people tell me, oh, it might not. So I just want to make sure before I commit. Because otherwise, I'm fucked. I mean, there's no way. I mean, if I swear to have sex with you, I can't possibly go out and have sex with other people. I mean, I'd have to keep it a secret or something. Oh, I see what's going on.
Oh.
I see how this works now. I got it.
Oh, scratch all that.
I think I had one of them epitomies or something. So I'm gonna go get laid.
Of sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
Notice I left out the T.
You know, intercourse, like that movie with the guy that's shrunk down in the body and just went into the guy. It'll be like that, but
fantastic road trip.
Yeah, it'll be like that, but you know, with my dick, and yeah. and a bra instead of a guy. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but
I'm gonna penetrate you, basically, plain and saying. Simple. That's what I'm getting at. At the end of the day, I'm going to put my penis inside of you.
Still just talking to the same teacher?
She's like, you really need to leave.
Classes have changed to new classes in there.
They're just sitting there listening. I'm going to need a pass, actually. Or else I'm gonna be mocked late for the next
Shit, I'm late for economics. Can you do something about that for me? Come on, sweet cheeks.
And I know you don't believe me that I'm taking economics.
But I know some things. And, you know, I don't know nothing.
Stupid. Well, this has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodela.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And when you climb to the top of the pyramid in your text adventure game, don't grab a hold of the lightning rod because you can't do anything with it. It's really stupid.
Yeah. Grab a hold of your dick instead.
Yay, dick rod.
I mean, it's not going to let you do anything anyway, but, you know, it's probably better anyway.
That is not a command I recognize.